discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short, I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short, I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
From its beginning in 1995, the Passion Movement has encountered millions of students and young people whose lives have been transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. One of the most impactful and stirring aspects of the movement, founded by Louis and Shelley Giglio, has been the sea of voices uniting together to lift up the name of Jesus. Passion Music, currently helmed by Christian Stanfill, Brent Yonker, and Melody Malone. Recorded live against the backdrop of three sold-out arenas, Whole Heart, the newest collection of songs from Passion 2018, brought together more than 32,000 students from 700 universities in 35 countries. And now physical copies are available nationwide with newly added live versions of the hit songs Reckless Love and All My Hope. The talented Passion worship leader, songwriter, and recording artist Christian Stanfill joins us today for a look inside the genre-shaping music of Passion. Welcome aboard, sir. Great to have you here today.
It's good to be with you, Ryan. I'm already having a great time.
Thank you for saying that. That means a lot. I have a question first that is about water, and it is this.
Okay.
Marietta, Georgia, where, first of all, I believe that's where you're born, fair to say?
That's right. Yeah, born and raised right there.
Now, I just was recently speaking with Third Day, and I understand they are also from Marietta, Georgia. Is there something in the water there that turns out tremendous vocalists and songwriters?
Man, I don't know. I will say, though, that Third Day is amazing. Mac is incredible. Actually, back in the day when Brett Yonker, who you mentioned earlier, he and I have been friends for a long time. We had a little worship band, and we were doing this this worship concert thing at this church in Marietta, and we thought it would be like the coolest deal if we could get Mac Powell to show up at this worship thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know how, bro, but we ended up getting his number, and we called him relentlessly. And he showed up. He came before the night of the worship thing started. He prayed with us. He encouraged us. It was awesome. He stayed for a little while. Funny thing, though, I ran into him just the other day, and I brought it up to him. I was like, hey, man, you probably don't remember this, but, and I told him the whole story, and he goes, bro, I remember Brett being there. I had no idea that you were there, too. Yeah. But it was so cool of him to show up. And we were like in high school, and we thought it was like the coolest thing ever that he showed up. But so growing up in Marietta and being close to Third, just watching that whole rocket take off was like incredible. And they were huge influences on us, of course, as musicians and songwriters.
Oh, that's a tremendous story. Thank you for sharing that. That's awesome. You know, it really struck me preparing to talk with you that this is such a unique musical endeavor that you guys do here. I mean, you don't just head into the studio with this list of songs to record. These are worship experiences, you know, that are captured in these tracks. What would you say, what are some of the unique challenges and opportunities of that reality?
Well, you know, one of the cool parts about it is that you get to see it unfold right before your eyes. I mean, a lot of these songs, Whole Heart, for example, we had really never led that song for people in its current form. We hadn't really led that song at all. And so the first time we led it, session one of Passion 2018, was the first time we saw it happen. And so there's a lot of excitement and anticipation around that. That's exciting. It can also be a little bit like, oh, here we go. If this is a flop, we're kind of like stuck with it. Cool. No, not stuck with it, but you know what I mean. It's like, you know, but so that's exciting. I think what you said is probably my favorite thing about, has always been one of my favorite things about Passion Music, is that you hear the sound of a generation worshiping Jesus. And that's the electricity on this thing. I mean, that's the heat on a project like this. When you hear, you know, 30 plus thousand college students lifting up the name of Jesus, totally sold out, abandoned to God, that is really the magic on it. And that's what we try and capture. You know, when we when we do these conferences and we make these records, we talk some about the recording process, but honestly, we really more want to let these songs and the sessions unfold as God leads us. And when we capture that, that's what you want to capture, the moment when God walks through the room, you know? And that's what we're looking for. And that's what you hear on these records, and Whole Heart is no exception. That's what I think is so special about it.
Man. Well, that's tremendous to hear. And it sort of strikes me as well that you have kind of a unique perch worshiping with so many young people. I mean, there's sort of a narrative about, and this happens, I think, just, you know, between older folks and younger folks in every generation, but there is a narrative about, you know, millennials and the younger generation that is highly negative in many ways, but you seem to be able to report some different reality from your perch there on the stage.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's not just with the music. I think, like I said, you can hear it on the records, the voices of these students. But if you pay attention to what these students give, speaking of like money, if you look at what these students give to see the kingdom of God advanced around the world, to see justice come to people who need it, to see people who are going hungry get food and water, to see these students give of their resources so that scripture can be translated into a language where previously they didn't have the word of God. These students have, over the years, have given millions and millions of dollars just to see the heart of God advance in the world. And when you see that happen, you realize that, you know, some of the stuff talk around this whole millennial generation, some of it, you know, could be true. But there is certainly a contingent, a large contingent of students out there who love Jesus and want to see his heart go out to people. And any way that they can help partner with that, they want to do that. And so that's pretty promising.
Oh, yeah. Christian Stanfill is with us, the singer, songwriter, and worship leader at Passion City Church and the Passion Movement. Passion's latest album, Whole Heart, is now available everywhere fine music is sold, just released on physical CD as well. That is really one of the most interesting parts of what you do, because you are equipping people to bless others. And you talk about this outreach. I mean, you're even reaching out into North Korea and, you know, doing hurricane relief with this. What is the heart that you guys have to be not just this place of worship, but also to equip people to reach out and serve those in need?
Well, I think from the beginning, Passion has always said that worship and justice are two sides of the same coin. And at some point, what we sing has got to be what we live out. And if all we're doing is singing the songs or gathering together in arenas to have an experience together, but it doesn't shape or change the way we interact with the world around us, then I'm not real sure what we're doing. So the goal of Passion is to come together, to gather, to worship God, to sing the songs, to experience the power of the presence of God, be changed by it, but then go shooting back out to these universities and these cities around the world and do something about the injustice and the brokenness in the places that we are every single day. And so that, I think, has always been a high priority for us at Passion. And that's really come down from Louis and Shelley, who, you know, really have visioneered and pioneered this whole Passion movement. They've stewarded what God has put in their hands to steward. They've stewarded it very well. But it's coming down from them. And it's the same way at Passion City Church now, you know. We want to engage our neighborhood here in Atlanta, not just be a building where we gather and nothing changes around us, but we really want to affect change in our city. And it's the same way, Passion.
Man, that's tremendous stuff. That's very inspiring. I want to ask you a little bit more about what you've learned from Pastor Louis Giglio in just a second. But, you know, talking about the album specifically and the title track, Whole Heart, I know that there's a refreshed vision that you bring to these songs every time you guys go out on these conferences. Take us a little bit inside the heart behind this album, which I know is a very big question, and specifically that title track, Whole Heart.
Well, it's very cool for us as songwriters. We work all year long to come with about, you know, Passion led about 8 songs on this record. And you have Matt leading Great Are You Lord, which is phenomenal. Crowder leading Ghost and All My Hope, which is phenomenal. But then we had, you know, all of us writers here at Passion, with Passion Band, we had all these songs coming to the end of last year. And really in the September, October, November window, we start to see the picture clarify and we start to be able to narrow down on the songs that we really feel like God is raising to the top. And we do that with a team of people. It's not just the musicians. It's our label team at Six Steps and Capitol. Louis weighs in on that. And every year it takes on a little bit of a different flavor. You know, the theme of God being glorified and God being about his glory and the glory of God, that theme has been kind of woven in and throughout Passion since the beginning. So that will always be the theme of Passion. But every year the songs kind of take on a different spin. And this year it really seems to be like God is highlighting his love and how absurd or reckless his love can be. This idea, like you're saying on Whole Heart, you know, this idea of a love without a condition attached to it is such a foreign idea for anybody who is alive on planet Earth today. You know, almost every love, except for the love of God, every love that you experience has, or can seem like there is some condition or prerequisite attached to it. And you come to God and you get a picture of the cross and you get a picture of grace and you go, what is this? this is crazy, but it's real and it's true. And God seems to be highlighting that right now in the world. And it's not just with Whole Heart, but you mentioned Reckless Love, which is such a big song in the church right now. And anytime that a song like that explodes in the church, as worship leaders, we have to have our ear to the ground and we have to realize that God is speaking something to his people. Mm. And he's speaking something to the world right now that he wants us all to hear and understand. And right now it just seems to be the set apartness of his love, if I can say it that way.
I thought that was beautifully said, actually. You used the word woven, you used the word set apartness, and then you said, was it visioneering before? Those were all beautiful.
I think I stole that from Andy Stanley. So,
well, I
sorry,
wanna...
Andy, if you hear this,
if you're going to steal phrases from somebody, I mean, you have some pretty good people who are thievery sources for sure. Christian Stanfill is with us, the singer, songwriter, and worship leader at Passion City Church and the Passion Movement. Passion's latest album, Whole Heart, now available everywhere. Fine music is sold, just released on CD as well. You know, when you talk about songwriting, I'm just curious, that process, I mean, it has to be an absolutely fascinating thing. I really imagine that it is not necessarily always an aha epiphany moment. There it is. There's my song. But this is a pretty extensive process for you. Can you even begin to describe how that works?
I mean, like you said, it's different every time it presents itself. The song presents itself differently almost every time. But I think one of the things that we've all learned throughout the process of picking songs for Passion or writing songs is that it's really done best in a team or on a team. And the church has really been beautiful in this. But when we write, we have so many people who are helping sharpen and refine these songs until they really are the very best they can be. And then when they get to that point, we have Passion City Church, and we're going to come, we're going to lead the songs at Passion City Church. And that has really been, you know, people don't lie. You can tell really, really quickly if people like the song or if they would just rather you not play that song ever again. You can tell pretty quick. but it's family, and so it's beautiful. So there's a team, an amazing team involved in helping sharpen and refine these songs, and a lot of these songs go on the craziest journey. They start out one way, and when it's done, you wouldn't even recognize the first idea where it came from. And that just takes people being able to look at an idea or a melody or a lyric and go, I think there's something there, but I think it needs to go this way. And just being open-handed with the process and putting yourself in a position to receive from God over and over and over again. Hmm. You know, people think sometimes about songwriting that it's like lightning and it strikes and it hits and you're like, okay, here it is. I've written How Great Is Our God. but it doesn't work that way. You sit at the piano or you sit with your guitar or you sit with your journal 1,000 times and come up with nothing before you end up writing something that touches wow. people. And so it's putting yourself in the position to receive from God over and over and over again and being diligent to return to that place and go, okay, God, here I am. I'm ready to receive from you today. If you have something, I'm here, I'm listening. And then when he wants to, he drops something down, and that's really beautiful, and that happens.
Wow, tremendous. Thanks for that look inside. That's really fascinating stuff. You know, you mentioned it already that you've had the chance to lead worship in services where the message has been given by Pastor Andy Stanley and, of course, now Pastor Louis Giglio. I imagine you can't help but learn a thing or two listening to gentlemen like that. What has it been like to partner with them and to learn from them along the way?
Oh, man. It's been amazing. Andy is a phenomenal leader, and I got to be a part of North Point Community Church for about 8 years before Passion City Church started. And just sitting under his leadership, but then also the worship leaders there, was a fantastic experience. And they really, when I was young, I mean, I started leading there when I was 18 years old, wow. pushing 19, and they really gave me a shot and helped me cut my teeth, really, learning how to lead. And it was just, I look back now and I'm like, what in the world were they thinking, giving me an opportunity to lead? I was barely out of high school, and they were like, hey, here. So, yeah, of course, just learned so much there. And then tracking with the Passion Movement up close now since 2005. I mean, what an incredible team of people, with Louis and Shelley leading the way. I mean, they're amazing. And Louis, you know, has been a friend now for a long time. He's been my pastor now for 9 years. And what I've learned from him just as a pastor about loving people, leading people with grace and with truth, creating a culture, and just what it means to be a worshiper of God. I mean, he really has shaped the way that I think about a lot of that stuff. You know, apart from walking with Jesus, I would say being up close with Louis has taught me so much about how to be a man of God, a songwriter, a worshiper. I mean, all of it. So, and Shelley is right there with him. I mean, Shelley has helped me so much in songwriting and all of it. And so it's an amazing team to be part of. And I really am just grateful to God, because, I mean, what did I do to ever get to be a part of a team like that? Nothing. really just has to do with God directing steps. And just like scripture says, you know, he ordained all my days before I lived one of them out. So he had this whole plan cooked up long before I got here. And I'm just really grateful for that.
That's a great word from the humble man. He is supremely talented. Of course, he wouldn't tell you that, but it's obvious. Mr. Christian Stanfill, the singer, songwriter, worship leader at Passion City Church, the Passion Movement. The latest album from Passion is called Whole Heart, now available everywhere fine music is sold, just released on CD as well.
And can I just say that my parents are really happy the physical CD is out. For some reason, you know, it's just funny to watch, like, my parents' generation, they can't quite figure out the digital movement. And so the whole physical product now being available is just a light bulb. It's incredible. So I'm really happy that it's out.
There is still something about it, isn't there, though? I mean, to actually
There is.
To actually hold it in your hand.
When our team walked in and handed me that the first copy of the physical, you better believe I opened it up and I poured over every page and was like, this is beautiful. You guys did amazing. This is awesome. So I love it. I love it. It's just funny to me that sometimes people can't experience the music at all until the physical product comes out.
Yeah.
Like, hello. Been out for a while. But
yeah, anyway. Absolutely. Well, and you mentioned that 18 years of age is really when you started to lead worship there at North Point. You didn't actually have the guitar in your hands until you were 13 years old. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's about when I started playing and trying to figure out singing and all that. Yeah.
You figure out singing. I like that. When you...
Well, that truly was. I was just trying to figure it out. It didn't really come naturally. So.
Is that right? So you didn't really consider yourself a particularly good singer at that point?
I'm pretty sure my parents hoped I would pick a different hobby. I mean, when I started, I always grew up with music in my house. My dad is an avid music fan and lover. And so my dad really, now that I'm older, I know that my dad is a worshiper and loves to worship God. And he always had music playing in the house. Some of it was worship music. Some of it wasn't. But I loved music from a really early age. And so when I was about 13 years old, I had this love for Jesus kind of exploding in me. And then also this passion for music. And those two things kind of converged at the same time.
That's amazing.
And so I picked up a guitar and started trying to figure it out. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't like a... It was a process, just like anybody else. You know, I picked it up and had to fumble through it for a couple of years before I really started figuring things out. And but you know, for me, it really wasn't ever a question. You know, I couldn't really explain it. There was just this compelling thing in me that was calling me to it. And
wow,
I just had to go with that. But obviously when I was 13, I wouldn't have set it that way. I was, you know, didn't know which way was up when I was 13 years old, but I just knew there was something in me that was, it was magnetized to an instrument and to the song and to melody. And I just kind of followed it all the way here. I don't know.
You know, hearing you describe that is so interesting because I think there are so many of us who want to feel that way. I mean, exactly what you describe. I mean, there's this magnetic force that is pulling you toward God's purpose for your life. Do you have any, I know this is a tough question, do you have any advice for somebody who maybe is in that place today and they're just saying, Lord, I just want you to show me where it is that you would have me, where it is that you want me. Is there anything we can do to open ourselves up to find that place?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So anybody who would hear me say that, some people might say, well, yeah, duh, it's music. I mean, you play music and it was easy for you because you loved music and that was your thing. I don't know what I love. I don't know what I'm put here to do. But I would just say, I just would remind everybody that God formed you, God made you, and it wasn't accidental. It wasn't, it wasn't just this random act of, you know, random events. It was God putting you on this planet for a purpose, and he has a purpose, and he has a plan for you. And sometimes the best thing that you can do, and I've seen this in my own life, I've seen this in my marriage, I see it in my kids now today, is just wake up every day and do what God has put in front of you to do, and walk with him, walk hand in hand with Jesus. And then one day you'll look back you'll be standing in a beautiful place and you'll look back at this journey that you've been on and think, there's no way I could have planned this for myself. But it's just walking with Jesus. My walk with Jesus led me here. It led me to a guitar. It led me to a song. Your walk with Jesus will take you maybe somewhere different, but the common denominator has to be a walk with God. And that will take you ultimately where he dreams for you to go.
Wise words from Mr. Christian Stanfill, the singer, songwriter, and worship leader at Passion City Church, the Passion Movement. The brand new record called Whole Heart, just available on physical CD in addition to digital copy everywhere fine music is sold. And sir, we anticipated that it would be an enjoyable conversation. I certainly can confirm it was on my end. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but did you have fun?
Oh, I loved it. I'm sorry there were no tears.
Yeah.
Sorry, there We'd end up yelling at each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I really, really enjoyed it, man. This was a great conversation.
Oh, well, you're a blessing to us, sir. And before we do say farewell, if people want to learn more about this amazing passion movement and the music that you craft, where is the best place to go, sir?
You can go to 268generation.com. And you can check out everything going on with the Passion Movement. You can go to PassionCityChurch.com and learn about our church and everything going on there. And on Instagram, you can follow us at Passion Music.
Tremendous.
So check it out there.
All right, man. We sure will. Thank you so much for your time. It really was a pleasure.
Awesome, Ryan. Thanks so much, bro. It's great to meet you.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.